We're glad that you're all with us today. As this is August, it's a good time to take a vacation. And we also have some of our favorite panelists with us. Ruth, I'm glad you can still be with us on our panel.
Thank you, Doris. I'm glad to be here. And you know I love travel, so I'm excited to talk about this lesson.
Well, we also have someone who has been with us many times and is one of the ones that helps in our editorial work. We have Gordon from England.
Hello, Doris. Hello, everyone. I'm very happy to be here and looking forward to this whisk around the world to see different places.
Right, all around the world. And you can see, look at the map and see all the places that we're going to visit today. They are very unusual. But Ruth, as I read this article, I found they're not only unusual, they're very expensive.
Yes, they are. They're very expensive. But one reason is because they're all inclusive. We'll hear about that term, meaning that they include everything, food and activities. But still, the price for me is a bit high.
Way too high for me. But it will be fun to talk about them, see where they are, and also see what they offer, don't you think?
I think so.
I think it'll be a very interesting trip to start around the world, and we will be pleasantly surprised by these diverse vacation options. Now, diverse, does that mean anything to you?
Yeah, diverse means ranging or different. So these options are going to be a little different from each other. We're going to have a wide range of types of holiday.
Now, when you talk about a getaway, sometimes people think about either going to climb a mountain or going to the ocean to swim. What do you think about, Ruth, when you think of a getaway? Some cabin in the mountains or something?
Well, I think of going someplace completely different from my normal life.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe for me in Montana, I kind of live in a getaway because it's mountainous and it's nice. But for our listeners here in Taipei or Kaohsiung, they like to go someplace to get away from the city life.
Right. If you want to go to a big city, you can go to Shanghai or someplace. But if you want to go to a getaway, you might want to go out to some ocean beach. What do you think?
Yeah, I always like to get out of the city if I can for a weekend or even a week. Get into nature, we often think of as a getaway.
Mm-hmm.
Go and see some rivers, some trees, some mountains.
So we might be surprised, and pleasantly surprised means we're going to like it. However, Ruth, I don't think I can afford it. It's very expensive.
It is. It is quite expensive. But for some people, they think this is how they want to spend their money.
Okay. Well, let's find out about it. Let's open our magazines to page 25 today. And the very introduction tells us something about the word you just said, all-inclusive places. And what does all-inclusive mean again?
Well, everything is included in the price. So we normally mean by that beds and all the food and sometimes some activities as well may be included.
Right. In fact, some all-inclusive fares will even include like your airplane fare to get there and to get picked up and everything. You can all-inclusive means everything. You pay one time, takes care of everything.
Which is very convenient. But often expensive.
Very expensive. So let's read about it now as we read the introduction to these five unusual getaways.
Five unusual getaways. Be pleasantly surprised by these diverse vacation options. All-inclusives are a lot of fun, and not having to worry about where your next meal is coming from can make a vacation a lot more worry-free. But many of those who love all-inclusives, and even more of those who don't, may think that they all fit a similar mold, that of the mega resort on the beach. Travelers, therefore, are surprised to discover just how diverse their all-inclusive vacation options truly are, bucking the trend. For those seeking an all-inclusive stay, a wildlife safari in Africa, a luxury farm in the Appalachians, or a dude ranch in California may not be immediately what comes to mind. But perhaps it's time for that to change. These five atypical all-inclusives will challenge everything you think you know about all-you-can-eat getaways.
Well, all-inclusives are a lot of fun for the reasons we just mentioned, that everything, your room, your board, or your food and your activities are all paid for with one price. So it's nice not having to worry where your next meal is coming from, so you have a worry-free vacation.
Well, you know, if you go someplace that you're not familiar with, you don't even know where to go to eat. You can't find the right place, and sometimes there's no place nearby. So all-inclusive means you get your meals. You don't have to worry where the next meal is coming from.
It certainly makes planning your vacation easier. If you have a certain set amount of money that you know you want to spend on vacation, here you can just pay once and you know how much you're spending. Whereas if you have to buy your travel and your accommodation and your food separately, that gets hard to calculate.
Very hard to know what you're going to end up paying that way, isn't it true? But some people really love all these places and some who don't, but they might say that they all fit into this kind of a similar mode. I like this, but I don't like it. But it says here, we're going to find out that some of these mega resorts, which means huge resorts, include all kinds.
That's right. Usually when you think of an all-inclusive resort, you do think of a big place, a mega resort on a beach, because that's where most of them are. But our article is going to tell us about some much smaller places, some of which are not even on the beach.
And if you're a traveler or you're going on a trip, you might be surprised to find out how different or how diverse these places truly are. You have all kinds of choices all over the world.
Yeah, that's true. The world is full of all different kind of vacation options. You don't just have to go to a beach. And when we look at these five different places, we're going to hear about some diverse parts of the world.
That's true. And then we're going to have to go against what we usually think. And the title of that paragraph is Bucking the Trend. When you buck something, you kind of go against it. Everybody's doing it. And you said, I'm not going to do it that way.
That's right. It means something that is noticeably different from the way a situation is. So, for example, if everybody drives their car to a particular location, you could say, I'm going to buck the trend and ride my bicycle.
That's true. But if you seek one of these all-inclusive places, you might want to go someplace like a wildlife safari in Africa. That's quite different.
Yeah, that's very different from being on the beach, and there's lots of activities there, going to see animals, and that sounds exciting to me.
And then you might go where?
To a luxury farm in the Appalachians, which is in the
America?
Eastern part of the United
mm-hmm.
States.
The Appalachian Mountains, right? A luxury farm, that sounds pretty good. But if you don't want to go to a luxury farm, where else could you go?
Well, the word we have here is Dude Ranch, which is a term that I didn't know about before, but it's...
I think it's kind of American. I don't think they call them dude ranches in England.
Well, we don't really have ranches in England as well, so that term is quite American.
It's quite different, isn't it?
Yeah, right? We just call a ranch like a farm, I suppose.
When you go and visit America next time, you should go to a dude ranch and try that, Gordon.
Maybe, yeah. It sounds young and hip and...
If you like to ride horses and things, you know, yeah.
Yeah, it'd be definitely a good experience.
You know, they even call people, you know, that the cowboys, we call them dudes sometimes. Hey, dude, have you heard that expression?
Yeah, I have.
Well, actually, as some of you know, I live in the state of Montana, and there are a lot of dude ranches in Montana.
Mm.
And basically, they're for city people who are not familiar with the Western cowboy life to come and experience it. And here, I'm sure it's in a very luxury way. I don't think you sleep on the ground.
No, not like the real cowboys do, right, you know? But, you know, it's time for us to change our ideas on this. So they have these five places that are what? Are they typical?
They are atypical, which means they don't conform to a particular style.
So atypical means they're not typical then.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they'll challenge everything that you think about all-you-can-eat getaways. Now, all-you-can-eat is kind of fun because I know I've been to some of these, but the cheaper ones, like Club Med, and you get and you go to the meal, it's like a buffet, and you can eat all you want, and it's already paid for. You don't have to say, how much is this, how much is that?
Right. Well, a lot of buffets in restaurants in many countries are all-you-can-eat. So you can just eat and eat and eat and eat until you can't eat anymore.
Get too fat. Okay. Got to watch it. Got to go out and swim and exercise, right?
Yeah, it's always tricky with all-you-can-eat because you've paid a set amount, so you know that every bite you have, you're spending less on each bite.
What's your money's worth?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's right, right. Well, let's start out and find out what they are. What is the very first place, Ruth, where we're
going to
go?
Well, we're going to Africa, to the country of Botswana, to the Okavango Delta Camp, the Zarana Okavango Delta Camp.
Well, let's read about the first one.
One. And beyond Zarana, Okavango Delta Camp, Botswana. This ultra-remote luxurious safari lodge on an island in Botswana's Okavango Delta isn't a hotel. It's an experience where everything, including the excellent Pan-African food and the guided excursions, game drives, bushwalks, river cruises, is included in the price of a stay. Guests can get up close to exotic wildlife on both land and water.
First, we travel to the country of Botswana, which is in the southern part of Africa. It borders South Africa and the country of Namibia. It's a very popular place for people to go on safari because this Okavango Delta is a very, very wildlife-rich area, and it's also quite expensive to get there.
Well, I've seen, you know, a lot of pictures of people going on these safaris and things, but I don't think I really know that name, Okavango Delta. It's not familiar to me. Is that familiar to you?
Yes, Doris. I've seen documentaries about this particular part of Africa. There's this big water delta that dries up in the dry season, and then it floods full of water when the rains come. And
delta,
that's why there's so much wildlife.
What's a delta, then? A delta is kind of like a...
It's the land at the mouth of a river, because when the water comes down the river, it deposits the sediment or the sand, and it makes land. And there's, as the water goes through, it's deposited that, and therefore it's an area with a lot of little tiny rivers running through it. And because there's so much water, there's a lot of wildlife.
So that's, I've seen photos of that, but that's a good place to go. But it says it's ultra remote. It means it's far away then.
Yes. Anytime you add the word ultra to a word, it means more, or it gives you an idea that
extra,
it's,
right?
That is extra. So like we could say ultra luxury or ultra fast, meaning it's more than usual. In this case, it's ultra remote, meaning you can't get there very easily.
But when you do get there, it's luxurious, and luxurious has a feeling of lots of luxury, lots of nice things that make you comfortable.
That's right. And the lodge, which would be kind of like a hotel, we usually think of a lodge as someplace that's out in the wild, and it's on an island in this Okavango Delta.
So this delta then has little islands with rivers going around it and everything, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, that would be a good place. I'm sure that the wild animals like to come down and drink out of the river, right?
Well, it would be fun to be able to see that from your lodge room window.
Yeah, and it sounds like there's lots of excursions, which means trips that are done from your lodge, and maybe they have cars and boats that you can be taken out to see all of the wildlife.
That's true, because it says it isn't really like a hotel, but it's a whole experience. And part of the experience is, of course, you get to eat the excellent Pan-African food. I don't know what that's like, but...
Well, anytime, again, you add the word pan to some kind of cuisine, it means from all over. So it's not just the food from Botswana. There might be food from South Africa and Namibia and Senegal and many other African countries. Sometimes we see Pan-Asian food at restaurants that's advertised.
So I'm not sure what that's like. Probably lots of meat, you think?
Maybe, yeah. I think you'd get to experience what the local Africans are eating, and we've heard that it's luxurious, so this is probably high-end, top-quality food.
Besides the food, though, you get some guided excursions. Of course you need to be guided, because you can't just run around with all those wild animals by yourself, Ruth.
No, you can't, and there's several different kinds of excursions. There's game drives. And you can see in the picture here, there's kind of a big Jeep-like vehicle. So you'd get into that, and they drive you around the area, and you could see animals.
I would like that, wouldn't you, to sit there and see all those animals?
Yeah, very comfortable. You're going to feel safe in the car and probably have some cameras, binoculars with you, and then you can see all the animals.
Those would be nice.
That's
I've seen
right.
a lot of those on National Geographic TV and everything. Well, what about the bushwalks?
Bushwalks would be probably led by a guide or a ranger who would take you, again, walking through the bush on this delta so you could probably see birds and smaller animals.
Do you think there's any lions hiding in the bush?
If you go on a bushwalk, I'm sure there aren't any lions or they wouldn't take you.
It'd be kind of scary, wouldn't it?
Well, I'm hoping and assuming you'd be with a guide who knows the terrain, knows where people are. And
right.
I'm sure they carry a gun.
Yeah, so it should be safe.
Okay, but the river cruises would be pretty safe.
Yeah, that would be a good way to see hippos, I'm sure, in the rivers and the other animals that come along the water's edge.
Yeah, there may be some scary animals like crocodiles, and hippos are very big as well. So.
Yeah, yes, they can be scary, too.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. But well, it's all included, though, in the price. You don't have to say, well, do you want to go on this cruise that costs so much money? Everything that you do is already paid for, which is good.
Right, mm-hmm. And as a result, guests can get a close can get up close to exotic wildlife. They get good views of them, both on land and on water.
So the photos here show that place that you would stay and some of the things you might see. It looks pretty interesting, doesn't it? But that's if you want to go clear over there. That's kind of far away. It's also a remote place. But what about this other place we're going to look at? Let's look at the second getaway.
Yes, you'll have to go to a different place.
Two, the Body Holiday, Le Sport, St. Lucia. Those even mildly interested in a holistic retreat in the Caribbean should consider Body Holiday. All-inclusive rates cover a selection of wines and cocktails, all meals, dinners are a la carte, and there's also barbecue grill fare, and both motorized and non-motorized water sports. But that's not what makes this all-inclusive truly special. It stands out because a daily spa treatment is also included, as are an extensive array of fitness classes, aerobics, water exercise, Pilates, spinning, the list goes on. Even scuba diving and scuba diving lessons are covered. To top it off, rooms are luxurious, overlooking a secluded cove and the gorgeous white sand beach.
Okay, well, we're going to another ultra-interesting or ultra-luxurious resort. This one is owned by a company called The Body Holiday, and it is Le Sport in Saint Lucia or Santa Lucia.
Mm-hmm. Well, that place looks like a really nice place. It says that if you're interested in what we call a holistic retreat. Now, what would a holistic retreat mean?
Well, the word holistic we think of involving the whole body. In this term, it's going to be healthy and just a relaxing holiday for you, maybe your body and your mind.
That's what I was going to say, is it's not just physical, it's emotional and maybe some spiritual in there too.
So this is in another part of the world. It's south of the United States in the Caribbean, right?
That's right. In the Caribbean, the area where there's lots and lots of tiny islands that have a lot of beautiful resorts on them.
So this is another one of those all-inclusive rates. And you even can cover your wine and cocktails. Now, a lot of places, because, you know, usually that's more expensive, so they have to pay extra. But here, everything is all included in it. But I guess it should be included because, Ruth, we looked that up on the web. And how much does it cost to stay there?
It's quite expensive.
$2,000 for the standard room. $2,000 a night.
Wow.
I hope the food is really good.
Yeah, the food sounds like it better be amazing.
Can you imagine? I cannot imagine anybody paying $2,000 a night.
Well, we've already discussed how these places are really luxurious. So these are very high-end vacation spots of ultimate comfort.
So you may not go there, but we can read about it. But it says all your meals, and it says the dinners are a la carte. Now, what does that mean?
A la carte means that you choose each separate dish from a menu. It's not like a fixed price meal where you get everything, like your soup and your salad and your main dish and your dessert. It's you choose and usually pay for each one separately.
Okay, but you could also have barbecue grill if you'd like to. So for $2,000, I would expect some pretty good meals.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like here, instead of the buffet option we've discussed, you can just sit down, they'll give you a menu, you can pick your food, but in this particular place, it's already included in the price.
And, of course, they even have sports like motorized, like you could go out on motor scooters. And
right. So there's motorized and non-motorized water sports. So motorized, you might have a jet ski or a power boat. For non-motorized, maybe a paddle board or a kayak or a canoe.
So if you really want to do some activities, that's good. But that's not the only thing that they have. They have something else that you can do.
Yeah, we can read here that they have a spa in the resort, so you can have a daily spa treatment. Go and get some.
What was a spa treatment like?
Well, there's all kinds of different treatments you can get. Usually these are to help your body and your skin. So you can get a massage, either a full body or a partial
facial,
body massage, a facial. You can get a manicure or a pedicure. You can get all kinds of different wraps where they'll put different kinds of natural substances on your skin and then wrap you up tight, and it's supposed to be good, very good for you.
Well, if I'm going to pay $2,000, I want one of each.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you?
Well, I think you can do that, Doris. I would like to be out on the water, maybe doing the water sport
okay.
that they offer.
But, you know, you have to get your money's worth out of that. $2,000 is a lot. That's U.S. dollars.
Yes, it is.
One night. Boy,
but that's not all that's included, because there's also an extensive array of fitness classes. So if something is extensive, it means there's a wide variety, lots and lots of them.
And what are some of those things?
Well, they offer aerobics classes, which aerobic refers to moving around a lot, using lots of energy. Water exercise, so they're back in the water, they're doing some classes. Pilates is a type of exercise where involving lots of stretching and moving. Spinning, which I believe spinning is on stationary bicycles.
Yes, it is. They usually have a big front wheel and your energy spins that wheel, and that's how you burn your calories.
Yeah, and they'll play music, and they'll get the whole class.
It sounds like it would make me dizzy, all that spinning.
Well, it's the wheel that spins.
Okay, you don't have to spin.
Not
okay.
You, yeah.
But you like what comes next, right?
Oh, yes, I like the next one, because they have scuba diving. Wow, that would be nice, because usually you have to pay extra for scuba diving.
Yeah, scuba diving can be quite expensive, so this maybe is where you get your money's worth. If they're going to give you lessons for scuba diving, and you can go down, I suppose.
Probably they can get all your equipment, your wetsuits and everything. Who
knows? If that's all provided, then that sounds like it's going to be worth it.
It's a little better, you know. But then, even more, we have an expression. We say, besides all of these things, we have a good expression for that.
We do. To top it off. Whenever you talk about topping something off, you finish it in a very successful and exciting way. In other words, something that adds even more excitement and value to this particular package.
I always think of a cake when I hear the phrase to top it off. Like you're making a cake, and then you top off the cake by putting on some icing or frosting or cherry on top. So.
To top it off, what else do you get?
The rooms are luxurious, and we've used this word a lot. We've talked about luxury and ultra luxury, and luxurious is just the adjective form, something that is very comfortable
and everything very costly.
Well, that too.
Costly. But it overlooks a very secluded little cove and a gorgeous white sand beach. You know, I love white sand beaches. There's a lot of beaches that the sand is kind of yellow, and it's the white sand is so fine and nice. Do you like white sand beaches, Ruth?
I do. It's a wonderful place to walk and to sit and enjoy it. And I like the fact that this one is secluded, meaning it's away from the public areas. Not a lot of people can go there. I guess you could say it's private as well.
Well, they have some photos here. It looks like a very luxurious. There's a little cove, shows where the water comes in there. And it looks like it'd be a nice place. You know,
if you can afford it.
If you have some millionaire for a friend that wants to pay for it, Ruth, you can go there, right?
Right.
I don't think you can do it on your salary, though.
No.
No.
It sounds very relaxing with all these spa treatments and exercise classes. It sounds like a real break from normal life.
So it's nice to know about it anyway. But I'm sure that the same town has places for more inexpensive. So if you want to go to Santa Lucia, maybe I could find another spot. With a white sandy beach, do you think?
Yeah.
But anyway, it's fun to read about these different places. These are unusual, and they're luxurious, and they're all inclusive. Those are some words that we've talked about today.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's fascinating to hear about these top-end holiday or vacation spots that you can go to.
After all, the people are millionaires. They have to have some place to spend their money, don't they?
I guess so.
Right.
And remember, when we talk about something that's all-inclusive, it means everything is for one price. So you don't have to worry about paying as you go. You just pay one price, go there, and enjoy everything.
I could live more than a month or so on that $2,000, couldn't you?
Oh, yes, definitely.
But it would be fun, and they are all-inclusive. And there's more to come. So come back tomorrow, because we're going to have some more places. Altogether, we're going to talk about five. And so how many did we do today?
Just two.
We did two today, right?
So we can look forward to hearing about three more tomorrow, and then maybe we can pick our favorite.
And these are different. They are the diverse vacation choices that you could have. So let's find out more.
Sounds good. So now, Doris, if we pick our favorite, does that mean you're going to pay for us to go there?
Well, maybe some millionaire listening in will write in and say, Ruth, I'll pay for you, but I don't think you should count on it.
Probably not. But we can dream, can't we?
Right. We can read about them. We could be armchair travelers. Just read about it.
That's right.
And in advance, we do talk about a lot of different things. But you would be pleasantly surprised if somebody sends you a ticket there. But I'm not sure if you have time to go.
Probably not.
Keep pretty busy here with your question. So we'll see you tomorrow. We have another travel article about very luxurious, all-inclusive places. Will you be here tomorrow?
Yes,
sure.
See you then. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.